Yeah, let's do it again.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live from Danger Studios, Coral Springs, and now you know
we're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three, everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. Again, for the second time, take two.
Even better.
Yeah. You want to go for the same, you say we're going to just stick to the same thing?
Whatever you want.
Well, I was going to, I thought if we're redoing it, I'd like to redo the intro because mine failed miserably.
Let's give you time.
I'm kidding. Let's just keep
one of my co-hosts today, Jay Guy, is here.
Hey, everybody.
And Danny the Jew.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, man.
Soft.
more authentic there.
Yeah, a little more.
We're just going to break the wall. This is our second attempt at recording the show. And I'll take full responsibility, but I forgot to press the record button. Well, I skipped that step.
Who else would get responsibility, though? Like,
I mean, I could probably shelter some of that blame. I could have been like, Dougie, did you hit record?
Yeah.
Watching the operations.
Yeah.
Usually I see the waves.
But it wouldn't be expected. Yeah. You know what I mean? It would have been nice.
No, it would have been a huge bonus. I mean, that would have guaranteed you that scene forever.
So I don't know how long we went. We were probably like 3 or 4 minutes.
I think so.
Into the show, and I realized I looked over to the left. I saw a gray screen on my recording.
The best was, I usually sit there so I see things. I wouldn't have noticed it either, by the way. But your face went. You went from being very into what you were talking about to instantly
rolling.
Like, oh,
it
we're done.
It was a great conversation.
Yeah.
Right? Does anybody remember where it was? What we were talking about?
We were talking about making recommendations for a comedian.
Yeah.
How you write when you're
mic. Yeah. Oh, it's all gone. I don't even know if we should bother again.
I say we go on to topic number two, and then this one might just
I don't even know what two is anymore.
You're just teasing.
Wait, am I recording again?
Dude, we figured out how to solve world hunger.
I know. Yeah. Sorry
Let's
if you missed it.
Let's just move on to
Sorry
the next
if you
thing.
Missed it. I mean.
Yeah. I don't even remember. Anyway, welcome to the show. Interesting few days. First of all, the stock market was down about 2,000 points. So I'm aging like a president.
Yeah, that's
is that a real
that's
thing?
For yeah. You.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, on Monday because of the, well, I don't want to get into too much. This is news, basically. Okay. Otherwise, I got to put a disclaimer. Mm. But basically, we all know it was news that over the weekend, the coronavirus kind of seemed like it was spreading up in Iran, up in Italy. How the fuck did it get in Italy?
Yeah.
Is it in the pepperonis? you know, it's a thing you think about, you know. And scared the shit out of everybody, not to mention that Bernie Sanders basically is sweeping the Democratic so far. All the, you know, he's winning. He's the leader. He's the front runner. He is the, and everybody in the world is scared.
Okay.
All right. So that all combined Monday, 1,000-point drop. And, you know, and you're like, holy shit. And then, all right, well, okay. Things are, you know, let's see how it happens tomorrow. At night, you can actually look at the futures with the markets trading at, with overseas markets and stuff, and it gives you, this is what is expected to open. It was pretty, we're going to have a little bounce. Well, we were down another 800-900 today.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
So as a
you
financial...
Know, that's like looking down at your privates and going, oh, I hope this looks better tomorrow than the next day.
Do
it's
something
growing.
About that, Dougie.
yeah, what am I going to do? But so that all adds together, right?
So is this a crash? When do you...
I can't, no, don't give me the advisory. No, just stick to your guns. You know what I mean?
So don't sell everything right
don't
now.
Don't panic right now. Okay. You know, and listen, and if you're some idiot who has your mortgage payment in the stock market right now.
Oh,
you know, listen.
Well, that's what I always wonder when people are panicked. I have not that I'm not wealthy and I'm not poor, but I have money invested and stuff. But like, if the stock market crashed tomorrow,
I mean
that sucks, and that money's gonna end. But I gotta leave. It's gotta be in there. But like, if you're counting on that to pay shit, you're not doing it. Somebody did not advise that money you correctly.
Your money should not be at risk of that moment possibility at all.
Well, your life should not be at risk if that money is compromised that moment.
I can't believe we're having a financial conversation with Danny the Jew. And he's all excited.
Trust me, I know. We're born.
You know, but so that was the, you know, that's the Monday. And there's a very nice young lady out of L.A. area. She's an agent in comedy. I met her a few. She posted something about a story on Facebook. She posted it about a woman who, older woman, you know, she has bangs. And she divorced her husband of 22 years. I want to be exact because several people were quick to point out that I couldn't remember whether it was 30 or 40.
Oh.
That she divorced her husband because he voted for Trump. Right?
Yeah.
So that was the story. And, you know, this is coming from someone in L.A., so, you know, the followers are going to be of a certain nature, right? So I thought, the minute I read it, the first premise of it that I heard was, woman divorces husband of 22 years over who he voted for. Right?
Right. Right.
And I thought, lucky guy. You know what I mean? Like, there are men out there that can't walk away from their wives because it's financial or... You know, they don't have the guts. You know, they're scared. They're, what am I going to go from here? You know, all kinds of reasons why they're sticking with their old lady. Right? And they won't do it. But this guy woke up one day and this woman is standing. You know what? I'm leaving your ass.
I wonder if she just found out. Like, if she just found out
right,
about
it. We're 3 years into this shit. It's almost, it might be done soon. Maybe she should stick around. Like,
hey, you want to stop screaming into the mic, Sarah?
It could be done. Oh. That was not mean to me. We all know I'm loud. It was mean to somebody else. But like, yeah, you're right. Like, if she hangs
this
on,
this isn't something she just wakes up. Like, well maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he was like, maybe this guy's such a fucking wuss that he says, she's like, who are you gonna vote for? And she's like, oh, fucking Clinton, baby. You know, don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'll sweep out the porch. You better. You know what I mean?
If he's that much of a pussy, then she would tell him who he's voting for.
Right. And he's probably drinking one day. Who'd you vote for, damn it? Voted for Trump, God damn it. What?
We just made her from Texas all of a sudden. Yeah.
What are you doing? Calling my attorney, divorcing your ass. So, you know, lucky guy. That was my post.
That's what you commented under this.
That was it.
It had no political affiliation.
And not only that, I didn't want to sit there and try to defend my honor because of my fucking comment.
Right.
And here's the thing. I get it if some fucking liberal, I don't know, and some woman jumped out and basically saying, you're sensitive based on my response of what I'm about. So a friend of mine, I'm not saying a so-called friend, because this is, friends is a fucking loose term since it's a big part of the social media shit. But let's face it. You know, I have a little bit of a fucking requirement for friendship. Right, it has to be some. It's not like an open mic. You can't just show up and be it. You know what I mean? You're not going to get a stage. There's criteria. This is your friendship with me is a booked event. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Everything's comedy.
Yeah, you got to put in some time put in some time. Build that relationship.
Got to I'm not going to start sharing everything. You know, so friend. You know, I've had political differences with this guy in the past, and there's a trend. It always gets personal. It's like, dude, why the fuck do you always got to get personal? Why can't you? I share my thoughts with you and try to. Here's the thing. You know these people that they ask you a setup question?
Yeah.
And then waiting for your answer.
Right.
And then once you answer, what's the first thing they want to fucking do?
They want to start a heated discussion.
They
want to
they want to sit there and criticize everything you're fucking. And then like, dude, why the fuck? Why would I even answer your question? You know, my good friend Dave Siegel, very funny comic. Actually, I think he's getting buying a house down here, which would be great. Him and I are complete difference, but we can have conversations and it sticks. I learn from it. You know, I actually sit there and if anybody wants to try to transition somebody's thoughts, the only way that can happen is if there's back and forth and reason and not going to go into some, you know, one of these One of these, one, this one woman used the expression, what I tell you? And then she says, she goes, calm down, sister. She called me sister, this fucking woman.
Ugh.
So here we are in a Me Too fucking
getting
movement.
Roasted.
Right? Now, here we are. Now, here's the hypocrisy of the horseshit for the fucking people
like comics,
out in L.A.
Though.
Right? This is the horseshit. Somebody's supposedly woke, right? And questioning and saying, I'm sensitive and all this shit. She's the one now saying, calls me sister. Obviously trying to lose, you know. So, but
get under your skin.
Yeah, so.
Didn't work at all. Huh?
But because what it does is, doesn't it kind of like. What does it say about a person who purposely wants to antagonize, belittle,
woman.
Like de-
oh.
you know, like you know, take let's get away my emasculate me and all this shit, you know, just by one fucking comment, you know what I mean? Like
and
you, she's whipping out the fucking horse, like the fucking every guy who's ever banged a stripper against her, you know what I mean? Like every guy she ever got caught fucking the nanny on, you know what I mean?
She her took it all out on
she
you.
She fucking rolled the dice and threw it out of my face.
She said,
and
sister.
One social media, like saying everything about me, like she knew me. I was like, you're it's incredibly hypocritical of you to all of a sudden, you know, label me as this. You know, and you're using expressions like "look here, sis," you know, and all kind. Anyway,
the best part is it's like water off of a duck's bill, just rolls off Dougie, just rolls right off of him, man.
I'll take it in, like rain to a windshield.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Without windshield wipers,
you know, it's hitting. Eventually, we're gonna be out of this storm,
yeah.
and everything will be over there. But I'm gonna be vocal when I experience it.
All right. So how did this end?
Well, again, so this supposed friend of mine. Now he goes on there, and he makes it a Trump thing. He goes, I mean, the story is that Trump, he voted for Trump, but to me, the story is woman leaves husband over political belief for who she voted for. That's the funny aspect of it, right? To me, it's, right. You know, this seems ridiculous.
But the appeal to the liberals in L.A., it's
all about Trump.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one who caused this. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing to evaluate
right.
with why this woman would
right.
end the marriage in 22
right,
years.
Right.
Right. We're gonna just
that obviously
we're gonna,
makes sense.
We're gonna focus on this part of it. You know, right. That's what they call a disorder. You know, when you focus on something other than you start missing the fucking real story. I mean, am I? Are you guys listening to me? Like. That's where I'm at. The real story to me, if somebody posts a story, is this is it. This is some lady left her husband of 22 years.
Well, also, as a comedian, the job of a comedian, if you're going to comment on shit on social media, is to point out oddities and ridiculousness.
Right.
The job is to observe. So you're
here's
observing.
The thing. First of all, what you're not going to do to one of your so-called friends is start questioning their ideology, who they are, who I'm fucking backing, who I must be praying to and fucking being, you know, like all kinds of ridiculous fucking accusations. And you know what? And all I kept thinking was, if this motherfucker was standing in front of me,
jeez.
I would be choking him with his hoodie.
We decided we're not going to say that.
No,
airways.
Yeah, maybe late for that. I wish I wasn't recording now.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's the thing, and this is what I ended up explaining to that one woman. I go, here's somebody I've known, ma'am, you know, that knows me better, but still throws out this horse shit.
Right.
That's why I'm not sensitive. It's upsetting that somebody you know will go on a social media thing and start saying all this shit in order to rile the fucking troops.
Yeah, but here's the good news. You're just about at 5,000, so you can just start eliminating people.
Well,
but you have
why.
To.
That was why. Listen,
it's like a blessing. 5,000. Start over.
That was definitely a component of the situation what made my decision a little easier. When you have that, like, what's that? The Benjamin Franklin clothes, or not the fucking Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln decision, the goods and the bads. If you're going to make a decision, what do I benefit? What do I lose? You know, and you throw those things on a piece of paper. Well, you know what? I do have 5,000 friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this guy's as irritating as a fucking, you know,
no irritating.
Like
I can pick up a new friend.
It's, yeah. There's, you know, there's no reason. Now, so at any rate.
Once again, Dougie's fine with all this.
It's just, are you mock? Are you,
no.
Are you like, what do you?
Are you being sensitive? Are you sensitive?
I'm just,
I'm a
here's
little
the
sensitive.
Thing. It's always amazing to me when somebody would make that type of decision. You know what I mean? Like, are you friends with people that bust your balls and fucking do all kinds of shit like that? Do you have somebody in your circle that's
In my circle, yeah. We bust each other's balls.
I don't mean like fun busting ball. I'm talking
No, I don't have that.
Like irritating, like questioning who you are and shit.
No, I have associates that do that, and then
Associates.
I would say I wouldn't unfriend them and block them. I unfollow them.
Are you saying I overreacted, dude?
I'm just saying I don't have close to 5,000 friends to make the make that point. So it's like, dude, all my 602 friends are valuable, right? Yeah. These associates who I'm gonna blast these comedy flyers to. They're all important equally.
I love that. By the way, the unfollow, greatest thing that Facebook ever did.
Yeah, that's
like, I don't like seeing all this stuff.
I eliminate almost everything. Well, I'm almost at a point where I basically just see my own stuff.
See cats. I got all these cat videos.
Yeah, cat videos and the dumb shit I say.
I know. And
I'm with Jay though. I have its associates, and then it's very simple. You just eliminate them from. You're not going to go out with them. And then you unfollow. They really are completely out of your life.
You know, I've also not been a part of posts that got under my skin. I would say I've read posts that got under my skin, and I think if I see this fucking person,
right? You know what I mean? So that's what I do. I just unfollow. I see it, and I go,
right.
Fuck it. I don't want it. I unfollow it.
I'm not brave enough to put any of my opinions online.
No.
Even in a comment on anything. Nah. That's it.
Like you say, you're not even brave enough because you don't want to be.
It's not that I don't want to deal with it. It's just like I like everybody. I want everybody to have a good time when I'm around. Yeah, I don't want to piss anybody off.
Don't put any chum
out
there.
But I also don't, you know, do jujitsu, and I'm not this master dude who I can whoop everybody's ass. It's like, dude, please don't hurt me. I just want to be fun.
I'm like, look, just find me a mechanic. Somebody can pay my house at a decent price and then laugh at a couple things.
Yeah.
Well,
it is. It's a totally different approach, though.
All right. Can I say this about the blocking? The blocking was because this is one of those last worders.
Oh, yeah. Right? I was going to get the last word.
Like, there was two comments that he made that went even further. Mm. And that's why I was like, I read those comments. Like,
I don't want
at this moment, if this guy was standing in front of me,
right.
I would have bitch slapped him.
Before you blocked him, did you say one more thing?
No.
Oh, see, there you fucked up.
Why?
You got to say one more thing.
You got to just hit him with the...
I didn't want to give him that.
Then he tries and you're like, no!
And you know this guy.
That's the last word guy. You just beat him at this game.
I missed that one. Yeah, I should have consulted
you. You should have called us first.
Hey, guys, you're going to be on the show tomorrow.
Spite is the most underused emotion we have going right now.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
That's the troll right there. Yeah, man.
But see, that's like in the moment when you're standing over somebody and they're barely breathing.
He's doing the moral thing after the fact. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like in the battle.
I'm just going to leave that wounded guild on the side.
Yeah.
Any rate.
Dougie stabbed him twice to let him bleed to death instead of putting him out of his misery.
Oh, God. All right. So Bernie Sanders, again, we talked about him leading the Democratic group. And he commented about Fidel Castro. He basically came out and said when he started Cuba, you know, he got, you know, the education. He tried to get all this shit and da 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 da. You know, listen, you got to get your slaves. You know what I mean? You got to get your people. You got to get. That's if you're thinking about controlling the population, you have to get, you know, there's a difference if you want to educate the public because you want them to become the best they are. You want to give them every tool that's available to them and get them educated to be who they are. And it's another thing to turn them into soldiers, you know, or you know what I mean? Or just, you know, like under you
Fidel
know,
or Bernie?
Fidel.
Right? I know.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question, Danny. Did you? I mean, I don't know Cuba very well. Listen, my family's from Spain in the background. I have friends, I have a lot of Cuban friends that not happy with this comment. You know, even a lot of Cuban congresswomen, what's her name? A few of the congress, they already spoke out about it. You know,
the Cubans in this country as a whole, that's a very
as opposed to the Cubans in India.
Well, I'm sure there's a couple.
You think? Jeez. How many Cubans you think are in India right now?
I don't think there's many. But they obviously don't like Fidel. So they every time like a Democrat comes out and says something that's like
honoring him.
Yeah, it pushes their pushes them the wrong way. My wife's best friend is
because
Cuban.
There's already people that have made the comparison of him and Hitler, obviously, to to say, now I don't know if those two are the same. In comparison of evil, but, you know what I mean? But nevertheless, everybody likes comparing the Hitler thing. You know what I mean?
That's what people do.
Right. Let's compare it to that. So, I think he's got a big issue here. This could be the flat tire in the Bernie bus that may come back and haunt him.
Listen, you know, when Anderson Cooper on CNN, it's like the most liberal you can get.
Rolling eyes, smirking.
Is going, how we paying for all this shit? When he's not
answering him,
you're in trouble. Hmm. But did you see, I love the debate. Did you see at one point, I didn't watch the debate, but I saw
one. How can you say you love it, but you didn't watch it?
Because at one point,
it's like a guy who's never had sex. Oh, I love sex. Yeah. Well,
all six of the people. No, I'm told that's good. But all six of the people on the stage were talking at the same time. They were all just like screaming at each other. I thought, oh, this crazy Jew socialist is going to be the Democratic nomination. Right. He's going to win it because they're all just fucking crazy. They're all just on stage yelling at each other.
Yeah. Bloomberg ate a big dick. He looked bad, which is good because, you know, here you are watching all his media is great. You know, the campaign he's putting together on TV and, you know, it's great. You know, it's classic, professional, you know, and he comes, you know, the one that is just so bad to me is like, you hear the expression, Mike gets it done? Well, I'm like, what the fuck was that about?
Well, the genius one is that he has the ones where Obama's talking about
backing
him.
Like he's backing him.
Like Obama, I mean, there's no way that 99%.
How do you feel about that, Jay? How do you feel about
I know I haven't commented on anything in a while. I don't have cable. I don't watch any of this stuff.
Yes.
I
just but as a black man, how do you feel about everything Obama's done?
I think it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, look, I love. Don't make him
lose. Don't make him lose his black card. I'm saying
somebody's
about Obama.
Somebody's gonna send me a fucking message. Yeah, yeah. Shit man. On me.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're unblocking.
This isn't what I want. I don't have cable, but from what I hear, you're saying. Bernie Sanders is kind of saying good job, Fidel, on some things. Well, Cubans are pretty upset about that.
That's it. You got the gist of it.
You're on,
Chike.
And see, just the debate, everybody was like just heckling each other.
Yeah,
you know, nobody could hear anything.
Klobuchar and Pete, what's his name?
Mayor Pete.
Buttigieg. They got into it, and she's like, "No one's as not everybody's as perfect as you, Pete. Not everybody's as perfect as you, Pete." She was shaking like a fucking bobblehead. Did you watch her? You didn't watch it, but you loved it. fuck that happens.
Yeah. I watch clips like everybody else.
There's one tonight, by the way. There's a debate tonight, so it'd be you guys after watching our show can go check that out. But so I'm looking for. I can't wait to see it. I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Is Mike in this?
What's up,
one?
Brett Morris? Watching from Facebook Live.
Is Bloomberg in this one?
They're all he's getting it. He's in them now. You know.
They're yelling at him because he's a billionaire. I mean, honestly, that's what they did last time. They're like, "You're rich." He's like, "I'm sorry."
Look, can we put this shit to bed? Achievement and accomplishment should not be cursed and ridiculed,
especially from a guy that literally had zero. He was broke and fired at 39 years old.
This guy did not get. You know what I mean? So to demonize that to me is amazing.
I don't give a shit if you agree with his political side, but I mean.
But it's almost like, listen, if you grow up, like I had three brothers, okay? And there wasn't like a work ethic in a sense, you know, or achievement, you know, one of my brothers, you know. So it's like, and it was minimized because it was like, oh, or somebody like, oh, there's a bit of an enablement. If you're trying to develop anything you, from yourself, from your children, to who you're coaching, you know, anything you're gonna do, you can't. If something's not going well, you can't award it. You can't like give it. Oh, that's okay. Here, take a fucking Snickers bar.
Take this participation. You know what I mean? Trophy.
Yeah, exactly. Take this fucking participation trophy. Great job. No, there's sometimes you got to say, look, man. And we've had this conversation again, mm-hmm. going back to comedy, where if you have a comedy troupe, you have two or three people on a comedy tour, and somebody's like not, you know, carrying their fucking weight. You can't sit there and go, "How'd I do? How great, man. Everything's cool." You have to eventually go out and say, "Look, dude, you know, that joke, that shit isn't working." You know what I mean?
I wish we vetted this group better.
Before we went on tour.
Because you know all the managers and you have the pull, we just got to...
Yeah, you're walking around with the key. You got the football. If we kick you out, you walk away with the football. But, you know, that's what's happened to our society. You know, there's a generation of people that are wondering what they do when they're going to move out of their parents' basement. And they want to have excuses. So that's why they love the idea of free this, free that. It doesn't exist. You know, it's like even as a person, as a human being, if I said to myself, I'm not going to worry about all this stuff happening in the market. I'm just going to quit everything. I'm going to be free to do what I want to fucking do. I'm just going to be floating in the fucking wind, and I'm going to be a big, you know, amongst the drift in the world. I'm not going to have a big carbon footprint. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to just rely on the government. Just take care of me as long as I'm good and I don't kill anybody, you know, except that one fucking prick in L.A.
What is 53% of the country right now? Oh, sorry.
You know what I mean? You know, if I just want to do what I want to do, you know what I mean? And
well, a good chunk of the country is doing that. You know that, right?
Yeah. Have you ever driven through Oregon?
Well, there's a whole huge swath of the country that's doing that right now.
It's just
a couple people who aren't that are working and getting taxes taken out.
I'll admit it. I've been bitten by the bug, but at least at my age, like I don't have the corner office. You know, I can go and battle, and I could go have a corner office in New York City, be making $3 million a year as a money manager. If I want to just sit there and work at that level, and as hard as I've been working at comedy, fucking comedy, 10 years, I could have been a doctor by now. You know, and I got a podcast with fucking people right now.
That's depressing.
Could have been a doctor twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially, right, internal medicine, shit.
By the way, glean was the expression. The woman, she used the expression glean. If you're going to glean, you know, like, oh my God, this person needs to get hit with a shovel by mistake.
I said, people don't say Chinaman anymore either.
Chinaman, yeah, that's a weird one. Any rate, so I'm going to look forward to the debates. By the way, also, big thanks to Randy Singer for booking me at the Boca Black Box Comedy Theater this past week, and got to open for Ahmed on Friday night.
No cops showed up.
Sorry. And we had a great time, great room. Decent crowd. We had about 50-60 people there. It's pretty cool. And
how many people can fit in the Black Box?
300, probably. Okay. At least 300. Great place. And had a great time. You know what I mean? Got to see my buddy Ahmed and hang with him a bit. But then I did that fucking play. I had Thursday and Friday. Sunday we did the play, dude. Which is, I'll let you guys know next week. But it's going to be at the Savoir Cinema. I basically read for 4 or 5 characters. And I'm like two different mob guys. One guy's name's Tarzan, believe it or not.
That's awesome.
And then also a guy named Moose. You know,
I think of more of a Moose.
I go Moose.
Moose isn't much of a stretch.
Yeah.
When I channel Moose, I just
Tarzan's lazy uncle.
Yeah.
You know.
No. When I get Moose in my head, I'm channeling blocking people on Facebook. So I got to think about all the people I've blocked on Facebook. It's the black caddy in the cross street. Just make sure you bring me the keys back.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, thanks.
This is pretty good. It's pretty intimidating.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. What are you looking at, Danny the Jew? This fucking guy always looking at people.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to do.
Yeah. But that dude, I love the acting part, awesome. Dude. It's fun to fucking do this shit. And have a lot of fun with that. And
the tire commercial.
Yeah, dude, that's coming out. We'll have fun. You know, dude, the fun part about it is just that. It's just doing something different. Right? I mean, because this is what I mean by free. Listen, I'm going to do that. I don't need somebody to tell me to do it. If the people who are successful in life are the ones who just do it. Right? Right, Nike? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? If you need to be listen, that doesn't mean everybody needs to be pushed, but basically the people that are successful, the ones that only need to be pushed when they need to be pushed. Right?
Yeah, I completely
agree. Does that make sense? Listen, you're a fucking fireman, dude. There's a lot of people that can't do that. They've tried. It's like all those schmucks that wanted to work for the post office in the 70s. Like my brother used to always wake, my mom, you got to go work at the post office. You know, it's fucking pension and all that shit.
Yeah.
And my brother's like, I didn't pass the test. I'm like, how hard can this fucking test be? You know what I mean? And that was the big thing, just go work at the post office. Could you imagine?
No.
No. None of us could work at the post office.
No, I would
love. I would have definitely, I would, 3 years into it, it would have been one of those moments where somebody...
There's a,
are you talking about going postal right now? Yeah. Where somebody came in and was like, hey, man, you got such a gleam about you. What?
There's a comic that Joanna, Joanna's a postal worker. Yeah.
Hey, the black guy's kind of funny. You should kind of keep him around.
Yeah, Doug, you can't say that anymore.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You just,
it's Moose, sorry. Asshole.
Oh, well, fuck. Sorry.
You're trying to stick to the script.
I'm sorry, Tonto.
Guy.
Tonto or Tonto Tarzan?
Is that what you call your dildo?
Dude, can you do my answer machine?
Hey, if you're looking for Jay Guy, he's not here. He's gone.
Oh, man.
No way. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it.
It's done. What's done is done.
Perfect.
What's done is done. What's done is done.
If you want to say something, just go ahead and record. It'll just self-destruct. Yeah, man. Well, that's, anyway, a lot of fun. Feel blessed. My point to everybody out there to wrap up the fucking session is, don't wait for somebody else to do it. Don't expect somebody to help you do it. And if you're fucking voting for people that'll make all of a sudden your world get better, that's not the way it works. You know, it's like John F. Kennedy said, don't ask what your country could do for you. Ask what you could do for your fucking country.
I'm not sure if that's
the first take.
I'm not a historian, but I don't think that's the
first
exactly
time he
what
said
he
it.
Said.
He said it. Trust me.
I'm just, I'm going to check.
Ask what your country could do for you. Ask what you can do for your fucking country.
I'm still going to check.
Yeah.
I'm still going to check on my own time.
It may be.
Yeah, man, that's a great message, dude.
You know what I'm saying? It's enough of this shit. You know, we talk about victimization, blame on the show. Enough already, man. And that's what it's boiling down to. And enough. I don't give a fuck who you vote for. Just fucking don't spend your day cursing people and judging people on Facebook. You fucking losers. You fucking mindless cocksucking cunts. I mean, seriously, dude.
Do you remember what Dougie said right before we came on stage?
He said, hey, guys, I'm not going to curse anymore.
Right? Wasn't just me. You heard it too, right?
Yeah, sorry. I got a hand there. Dougie, you got to
watch
your mouth.
He said all seven words just now.
Dougie, you got to watch your mouth. It's disgusting. Great. Just buckle up.
I don't know, man.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks, Peter. Fucking weirdo. He's going to try to stop by. Did you watch the big fight this weekend, by the way?
I saw some of it.
Yeah. I wanted to watch it. Dante Wilder lost to Fury.
Tyson Fury,
who's a beast of a man. And he's not like an American guy. He's an English guy. You ever fight an English fucking guy? Like, when I was in Gibraltar one summer, which is, there's a lot of English.
There's a rock there.
Yeah, it's a rock. It's owned by England. And I'm in a pub, and these guys, and I was like 19, 18.
Yeah,
I was
crazy.
Yeah, and I was like all tough guy, karate kid, you know, and I almost got the shit kicked out of me by a bunch of these fucking sailor guys. It would have been funny, but. You know, but these guys, these are the kind of guys you hit and they go, hey, fucking funny.
Yeah, but did you see?
Oh, you pussy.
This guy's fucking insane. He licked Dante Wilder's neck, blood off of his neck in the middle of, he had to be thinking about that while he was smashing a guy in the face and possibly getting smashed in the face. He was like, I'm going to lick the blood off this guy's neck.
Yeah, so you watched the fight?
Yeah.
That's awesome. He kicked his ass, right?
It's fucking.
Well, by the way, the story was he claims wearing the 40-pound costume.
Oh, that was great.
Is what made him dead legged. Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, listen.
Did you see what he came in on?
Mm.
Oh, so you got to show.
He doesn't got cable. He doesn't got cable.
Oh, the $40,000.
No, he said this thing weighed like 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
This like whole outfit that he had made to walk in on. So he said by the time he got to the ring, his legs were tired. He knew as soon as the fight started that he was going to lose.
The fucking months of training and the fucking costume.
By the way, for doing that, he put a costume on.
How much did he get paid for that?
$40 million.
Hey, gotta take that ass whooping.
By the way, Brett Morris says my moose sounds a little bit like Florentine. It's a big difference between my Florentine and moose.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, listen, asshole. Go fucking go get some tacos at your fucking deal. No, Brett, I know. It's a little bit, listen, my voice, I'm not going to be doing like Pee Wee Herman impressions.
No.
You know what I mean? I have a certain voice I'm going to go with. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to win any pole vaulting contests. You know what I mean? I'm not going to win any, fucking balance beam contests. I'm going to stick to what I know.
Florentine is better than Florentine, so fuck him.
Less than 48 hours after getting pounded into oblivion, Dante Wilder reportedly exercised a clause that will get him a rematch.
Right, this is what I'm saying. Why would you even come out and say that? He had a clause in his contract that if he said whoever lost was guaranteed a rematch.
Oh, even a dog says what an idiot.
So whoever lost was guaranteed a rematch. They just had to sign. So he said, I'm fine, doing a rematch, third fight. I think they're each going to make like $75 million for the next fight.
Yeah.
But why would you even come out and say, my outfit?
Yeah.
You're 6'7", 243-pound.
Now, let me ask you a question. I didn't get to see the fight. But was he basically beating his ass? Did
Fury totally beat Fury? Yeah, it was one sided. Yeah, Fury
saw too.
Yeah, I saw some of it.
Yeah. Fury was
when I saw watched, the just, part of it.
Yeah.
That I didn't see the lick the neck part. I saw highlights of that, but the part that I saw was like, it definitely seemed like Deontay Wilder had no chance and he was gonna go down. So I was like, I don't want to see this.
Fury. He beat him up.
Yeah, he's a beast. Guy's
they're
a fucking
both beast.
He outweighed
man.
Him by. Yeah, did you? He outweighed beast. Him by like 42 pounds or something crazy.
270 versus like 230, 40.
This is their second fight.
Yeah.
The first fight was a draw, and I heard that fight, Tyson Fury was beating him down pretty much the entire fight.
Right.
And Deontay Wilder caught him with two of those knockout punches.
Deontay Wilder hits far harder than anybody.
Big hands, dude.
Dude, so, you watch all those knockouts?
It's insane.
It's crazy.
But both these guys are undefeated.
It's like somebody throwing a cinder block at you from 4 feet.
Yeah.
Like straight. Like just that hand, the power of that hand and the size that he throws from.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
So that's what they were saying. He lost the first fight, except he cracked him one good.
Right.
But this time Fury beat him.
You got with good. That, you gotta make sure you keep your fucking hands up. Yeah, dude, don't blame the fucking outfit, bro.
Well, that's the thing. As a fighter who has all this pride and like you in your mind, you're like, why did I lose this fight? Well, it's got to be something. Right. I'm not. I don't
one time,
suck.
Plus, when you look at him, he has to look at himself in the mirror and go, I am perfect.
Yeah.
Like, Deontay Wilder, but he's fucking perfect. He's huge.
Yeah, calm
he's
down there.
He's literally chiseled out of stone.
Stop jerking off. Put your pants back on, Danny.
See, it doesn't always have to go there.
You do that, you would look in the mirror and you'd be like, I am perfect. How did this happen?
How?
Yeah.
Possibly, it's got to be
listen,
this stupid.
So you're looking for excuses.
Yeah.
You're
for
I get it, but
and
I
then
mean.
You subscribe to
if
that
he
excuse.
If he wanted to be intimidating, he just came out without a shirt on, right?
Mike, anybody remember Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
He used to rip a hole in a towel, stick it over his head.
Listen, it reminds me the first real experience I ever had with that was at the BCC Coconut Creek campus. It was one of these basically Karate Kid type tournaments, as opposed to continuous type sparring. So you're with these guys that fight point. You know, they could just flip their hand over and tap the top of your head.
Right.
And my buddy Gus, who back in the day, while we're in our no homo mode, he kind of looked like Antonio Mendez, in the early days, and he even spoke
Zorro.
Like him. Yeah, he was Zorro. I'm gonna kick his ass. You know what I mean? But he was funny, and we're standing there. He was a fourth degree Taekwondo guy, so he's fucking great kicks from Argentina, and he was fighting this black guy who's fighting, and he's black gi, and he had like a fucking mask and a headdress thing, and he came to the ring with that on, and I look up at Gus, I was young, I was like, he's a big dude, he looks like and. And Gus is looking at you. It's like, he thinks I'm fucking scared. I'm scared. And it was just so funny because then he actually hit the guy with a spinning hook kick and knocked him the fuck out. And I said, boy, wouldn't it have been great if he still had that fucking mask and headdress on? We had this guy in our Taekwondo school. He actually looked like Kato Kaelin. Kaelin from, but obnoxious. This guy wore lip gloss. A couple times he hung out with the guy. Who the fuck? What guy wears lip gloss? Like a handsome kind of like Hollywood guy.
Metro guy.
Yeah, back in the day. This is in the early or late 90s. And so in sparring, we're all black belt sparring classes. And headgear off, you're not supposed to hit to the head. You're supposed to kick to the body. Chest protectors are on. And this guy decides to throw a fucking kick to my face. And I had a bloody lip for and you bloody your lip and it's got a hole there and you can't eat anything. And you get that fucking cold sore in your mouth now for, you know what I mean? You keep touching it. It's just a miserable, you know what I mean? You're thinking, all because this guy doesn't know how to keep his feet. in control.
Out of my fucking mouth.
Out of my mouth. So, of course, the next time we had sparring, full contact, where you put the head cage on.
Oh, you were seeking revenge.
Dude, I wanted to fucking kill him.
Well, you know Dougie, everything just rolls off his shoulders.
Yeah, I didn't hold any grudges.
Still don't.
And we got in there, and I was fucking whipping. And it was full headgear. We did the sparring and then getting on the ground pounding, so we had the face cage and headgear. So it was a big helmet. You know, so hit him with a spinning hook kick, knocked his fucking helmet off. And it rolled across the fucking school like the spare, you know, like the side. Yeah, it was like, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. And it was like, sit there. My instructor, who loved it because he knows he had it coming. He knew he had it coming. That's the great thing about that instructor. I had Master Ocasio. He laughed. He goes, go get your fucking headgear. So anyway, our next story, Krispy Kreme is launching delivery. So you can get your donuts right to your door, fat boy.
That is
dangerous.
That's bad.
I don't listen.
Part of me got excited about that, and then I was like, "Oh no!"
I know, right?
Now you listen.
But see, what makes you a human is you got the "oh no" part. Most of this fucking country is just going, "Oh yeah."
They're dialing. They're looking on their phones.
Well, I said when the Taco Bell commercial came out that said Taco Bell delivery, I literally go, "That's it. We're done. It's over."
Kel Thompson says, oh, my God, is the fat guy from the commercials. What's up, Dougie? Oh, thanks, Dan. Kel Thompson, what's up, buddy? Great filmmaker here in the South Florida area. Sorry, Danny. I thought I was... That's why he's a filmmaker, not a comic. I just can't do it. I just fuck. I'm
roasting.
I'm busting balls, man. It is a comedy roast. See, that's the
very
thing.
Very sensitive.
You know, again, don't bring this shit back up, dude. Okay, I'm trying to let it roll off my back.
It's fun for us when it doesn't.
Yeah, I just got to figure out whether I'm going to fucking physically kill this guy.
No, we're not.
Half of the fun of getting Krispy Kreme donuts is going to the shop and your fat ass and walking there.
Who says that?
I just wrote that.
Oh, okay. But
all the delicious donut smells.
Do they
smells,
have a Krispy Kreme around here?
I think so. Well, you can get them in the... Oh, there's one in Tamarack, Florida. About 15-20 minutes from here.
All right.
Dude, they got... listen.
I wonder how far the delivery radius is.
That's a good question. Starting on February...
The story is taking a dark turn. Honey, we're not going to be home tonight.
The podcast is going wrong. Starting on February 29th, you can get hot and fresh Krispy Kreme donuts delivered to your home pretty much whenever you want them. What? Whenever? The chain began offering delivery online ordering as a test in the select U.S. market, probably in Wyoming somewhere. Mm. In 2018, but this marks the first time that nearly every single U.S. shop will be getting access to the Krispy Kreme delivery. It's in a few days. There you go.
I sense this not working.
What does it say? If you are located at a hospital within 10 miles of most Krispy Kremes, you can post on social media. When a baby's delivered, I don't know what the range is, but everybody call your local Krispy Kreme and get one right now. It's not until the 29th, you assholes. Yeah,
Dougie's gonna get complaints.
I can't eat fucking Krispy Kreme. I love it. You know, my wife got them because for get together, so she, that's why I know she got, because there's one in Tamarack, so she went there and she got the chocolate glaze.
I've never had a
chocolate. You never had the chocolate.
No,
what?
I've only had.
You've never had a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah,
shoot,
that's it.
So all right. So picture the regular hot glaze one. Yeah, picture they put a layer of fucking chocolate frosting on top of that.
Doesn't sound terrible.
And they put that on, then they put the glossy one all over the whole thing.
Jeez,
the glossy coat.
Yeah, I call it glossy.
Like
that's what keeps me for eating.
Sounds like Jay and I are just going to stand outside and jump the delivery guy when he gets here.
Sounds like I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to put my dick in it. Damn, I keep getting dirty.
I know.
This means that you can get glazed up. Listen, that's nice. That's beautiful.
That's a great story.
Herpes-carrying monkeys are brought to Florida for tourism, and they may multiply out of control. Who you think? You think monkeys fucking multiply?
They're brought?
Yeah, they were brought.
Were they specifically herpes monkeys?
I know. That's the thing I was wondering.
That is not a good, well-written title, because that assumes that only the herpes, there's monkeys without herpes, and those guys went to Wyoming.
Those guys
went to Wyoming. Why do we need the herpes monkeys?
We need the blister lip monkey.
they'll just, you know.
Maybe they're cheaper.
With the population.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody else has got herpes.
Everybody else in Florida does. An invasive species of herpes-carrying monkeys is growing in size.
Invasive.
Raising the possibility of confrontations with humans, especially those who like to fuck monkeys. And expansion on the non-native primates range beyond Idyllic River in Florida.
Like getting your test results back and they're like, you got herpes, but it's type 4.
What?
It's like monkey's herpes. How did you get that?
What'd you say? Why do you say that?
You know there's only one way to get this, right? Like you had to... fuck a monkey.
That's how they said AIDS came about, isn't it?
Somebody ate a monkey
or something?
Ate it or banged it. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know what action verb caused it, but the linking somehow of humanity cross race, you know, cross species is bad.
Dr. Dougie Almeida, ladies and gentlemen, anthropologist.
I don't want to get technical or anything, but it's not good.
Well, isn't that the corona? Doesn't that come from somebody eating
bat
soup?
Is it bat? I thought it was like
bat, snake, and wild types. But
he's making up animals now.
goats, donkeys, orangutans.
You know those goatfish? They're
but they said because
rampant,
in those market areas, they eat because of food. Like you know, like in Cambodia, you know where my wife's from, in Vietnam, they actually eat rat. It's big because there's so many people. There's not that much food. But these aren't like dirt rats you see in subway rats. These are big ass ones, yeah, that swim in the water and they're not
making it sound any better.
Listen,
Jay and I are not down.
Forget about the Krispy Kreme donut, dude. You gotta start a delivery service with Cambodian
street rat.
Yeah.
I'm sure he tried to
escalate the rat. It's just like, this is not your normal. These rats swim. What? Yeah. I don't want them swimming, rat.
Oh, yeah, they swim. They don't burrow.
Yeah. What is he?
On the banks of the Silver River near Ocala, rhesus macaku shriek. Grunt and sequel as they fight and defend their space. So there's like monkeys fighting out there.
Oh, the monkeys are in Ocala.
Yeah, in that area. Jeez. By 2020, the monkey population in Silver River is estimated to double and will be voting Democrat. According to the research.
This is going to sound bad, but if there are herpes-ridden monkeys that are running loose in Central Florida, shouldn't we just be killing them?
Well,
that's going to get me in trouble, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But wait.
Why are you looking at him?
What are we going to do? I'm just asking in general. What else do we do? That was terrible, Dougie.
That's so damn far away. Go ahead. Keep talking, motherfucker.
Well, I'm just wondering what we do with herpes-ridden monkeys
in
Central
Florida. Like you said, you don't have sex with them. You don't take them to the Sadie Hawkins
Dance. I didn't need that. I knew that already.
The chances of a monkey infecting a human are slim, but they are not zero. The only verified transmission of herpes B from the monkeys to humans came in a lab. The last fatal infection was back in 1997 when Wham was big. No, that was in the 80s, sorry.
Wait, did one of the scientists bang a monkey in the lab? It came from this lab.
Was there an accident?
That's the end of the story?
Was there an accident? Did somebody spill something? No, this guy who sweeps up banged one of the monkeys at night. We had no control of it. CD also advised infection numbers. Well, good. Well, just don't go to Ocala. Male baboon escapes Australian medical facility with two wives before vasectomy. Now listen.
Wait a second. Can you read that? Male baboon escapes with two wives?
Yeah, he's a Mormon monkey. Male baboon escapes Australia medical facility with two wives. I don't know if they actually have like a wedding ceremony when baboons want to fucking marry.
Oh, I thought he took two women out with him who were wives of other people. They have an actual ceremony that says that they're married?
Where are we going, Mucka? Well, that was a bad
So he escaped the lab?
Yeah, like here's
were
a guy
trying to bang
I'm
him
guessing.
In the lab. It's like, enough.
What's up with all these cleaning people banging monkeys?
So sick of getting banged by the janitor. I gotta get out of here.
Can somebody get the janitor's a hooker?
Get me the fuck out of this lab.
They're like, you know, they're trying to get PETA to help. Come on, guys. Forget about the animal cruelty with these ducks and food. Man. Look at us baboons.
We are literally getting fucked in here. We are getting fucked.
A male baboon. Okay. Jeez. A male baboon and his two wives ran wild in Australia on Tuesday after escaping from a medical facility where he was set to undergo a vasectomy. You think that baboon knew? The trio got loose while being transported to the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney. And
Prince Albert?
Yeah.
I know.
Isn't that when you get a metal shaft in your penis?
Yeah.
And toward the parking lot where supervised bystanders recorded the encounter. It's a video if you want to look it up.
The only place they can do the vasectomy of the baboon is at a place called Royal Prince Albert.
Yeah.
No Come
wonder,
on.
No wonder the baboon will go, fuck
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he's like, I am not going there.
Look, the name of this fucking, look, bitches, look, you hoes.
It's clear what they're doing. Yeah. What the, look at what the fucking place is
but
called.
But the guy had two wives, so I don't know if it was for procreation, but he had like two chicks. He must be a badass fucking baboon. This guy's a badass baboon. They're going to take him. They got to strip his fucking, he's had enough.
And he escaped.
He saw the writing on the wall. It said fucking Prince Albert.
Literally.
We're surprised bystanders. The new South Wales police said the baboons were going bananas. Before adding that police and wildlife. I didn't write that shit.
No. You should.
That was not one of my embellishments. Before adding that police and wildlife officials had the situation under control. And there was no immediate danger to the public.
That's because the rest of Australia is on fire. So, is it still on fire? Are they still on fire in Australia?
Yeah.
I don't have cable.
Too soon? Yeah, now you don't. He's a 15-year-old male, and he was going there to have a vasectomy, not for research purposes.
It was a personal choice.
Says here they don't want him.
These
to
bitches keep wanting babies.
They don't want him to continue breeding with small troops because he doesn't pay the child support. And he is so in order for him to stay the decision. So the guy they're clipping him, you know. So that's interesting. I don't know if you want to hear more about the baboon or not, but
there's more.
Well, just they go back about their how they got colonized. It's been captured, blah, blah, blah. All right, yeah.
That's history, we got to.
We got to the most part. Alaska airman receives discipline for urinating in coffee maker. Right, you know, these are the people, you know.
You know probably not. I mean, I don't think that's what it's there for.
It's anger.
You know what I mean?
That's anger is coming right.
Yeah.
Anger is coming right now.
I wonder if that guy recently blocked somebody.
It's wind up Dougie.
So he peed in the coffee maker? Was it like to the passengers that are going to get this coffee?
An Alaska-based airman was punished last week for reportedly peeing in an office coffee maker.
An office.
The incident was reported in a newsletter written by the legal office in Anchorage. According to the newsletter, the airman first class violated two articles. That's what they call
there
it.
There are articles.
There's an article of this. On being Article 92, dereliction of duty. For failure to refrain from urinating in the office
said,
coffee maker.
He said it was not duty. It was not duty. It
had nothing to do with duty,
it was
man.
Pee-pee.
It was number
so
one.
That one's out.
It was number one, not number two.
That one is out.
The airman also allegedly violated Article 86. This is interesting. Absent without leave for 5 days away from duty. Due to his actions, the airman received a reduction to airman basic. Ooh, he's a basic bitch. The lowest enlisted rank.
Job after that.
I know.
He's the lowest
that
enlisted.
That means that in the Army, you can piss in someone's coffee pot and still be in the Army the next day.
Yeah.
That's how bad they need people.
That's how bad it is.
Hey, you mind not telling everybody I'm now with that what I did to get here? Five letters of reprimand were previously given to the airman, according to this guy shouldn't, you know.
He's got a history.
This guy's going to be an Uber driver next. Yeah, that's not you know, shit you do. You know what I mean? Like as a comic, when you're at a comedy condo, you know, and you there's this, you don't want to eat anything that's there. You know, it's like mayonnaise and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
the
like
bed.
they can't
or
make
touch the floor.
You know what I mean? I know it's even like at least they wash the sheets and shit. But you know, you don't want to be waking up licking the pillowcase. But you know, like John Wynn, Lamont, Miami comic, funny dude. He was doing a run. He's like, I'm like, dude, don't you can't eat that fucking mayo. It's like, why? I'm like, you don't know whose dick has just been in it.
Right.
You know what I mean? These are comics. These are assholes.
It was like Jim Florentine could have been in that room.
Doing an upper decker.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because comics are notoriously just Real down to earth, salt of the earth guys.
Here's one that might frighten you, Jay. Thousands of bees attack police. Firefighters responding to a sting report.
Jeez.
Well, they kind of knew it was coming.
First responders to a 9/11 call in Pasadena, California, were met with an estimated 300 to 40,000 aggressive bees. Trump said there was about 3 million. I could do
it. Wait, they gave it 300 to 40,000? That's the spread they gave in the article?
What, of the? Do you think somebody counted?
I don't know, but that's,
think
I mean,
it was something from Ernst
Young?
No, but
I mean, like, I think you would know if it was 300 or 40,000. That's
No, 30,000, 30 to 40,000. There was 3 to 40,000 bees.
I thought that sounded like a very big spread.
We can't be specific. No one actually counted, but there's a lot of them motherfuckers.
It is the cops reporting this.
Yeah. Sorry, my cam shut off by mistake twice. A 9/11 call over someone getting stung by a bee in Pasadena spiraled into a wild situation with the first responders, including firefighters and police, getting attacked by an aggressive swarm of an estimated amount of 30 to 40,000. And multiple people being taken to the hospital. This is like a scene from the fucking Killer Bee movie. You remember that in the 70s? Like, when I was growing up, the biggest fear we had growing up here in Florida was supposedly these African killer bees killer migrated bees. Through Central America, were moving their way through, and sometime by 1970-something, early 80s, they were supposed to make it. And they were supposed to, you're supposed to go walk out and play kickball or something. And it was supposed to just attack you.
A swarm of bees were going to come down.
You can't go to the movies. God. You know, all this fear that was about killer bees.
And it was, but the problem was it was like a whole decade. Now you get information pretty quickly. Like, are they real? Yeah. We had no way to get information. It was just these schmucks who were raising us telling us this shit.
Yeah. Brett Moore says it was a sting operation.
That would have been funny if he was sitting here.
Would it?
No.
It would have been funny for us to be able to make fun of him while he was sitting here.
It's good, Brett, that you're doing this because now you're practicing. Yeah, you're practicing.
Yeah, this is not an open mic.
This is no, let him. He's practicing. Right, he's trying to get his muscle. It's good. Right, he's doing good. He's learning. Right. At around 4 p.m. Thursday, someone called 911 about the person being stung.
Is that
looks
a legit 911?
Looks like 30 to 40,000 of them.
I can't tell.
One, two. It's definitely 30 to 40,000.
They keep moving. It's hard to count.
Can you stay still, please?
Try to count, you guys. While the only person had been stung at the time was that's the thing. So one person got stung.
Is this a 911 worthy call when it started?
First firefighter to arrive on the scene.
That's a good use of resources.
Immediately started getting attacked by the bees.
Because they're wearing bright yellow outfits.
Scene safety, buddy. Yeah. Scene safety.
That suit, could you imagine getting, because that suit that's not airtight, right? Or is it the suit you come
out
with?
It's not airtight, no. So if the bees, it's supposed to just protect you from, you know,
heat
extreme
and flame.
Heat.
Yeah. The first firefighter, yeah, so.
Had 20,000 of them in there.
The call over the radio was that there is a block long swarm of bees. Firefighters' first thought was to run back, retreat like French army soldiers, into the vehicle to take cover from the onslaught of bees, but then remembered his partner inside was allergic to the bees, so any of the bees that followed him could be possibly a posed death threat for him. He immediately got 15 to 20 bee stings, he said. This guy took it for the fucking team. He's like, this is like
get out of here.
I got this.
This is one finger going down.
I'll distract the bees.
We did this for Jimmy.
The police, don't bring that guy up, asshole. He owed me 10 grand. The fire department called in police to cordon off the bee-filled area, and responding officers also began getting stung. Responders used foam and CO2 extinguishers. To disperse the bees. Some bees were killed through, they weren't sure how many were killed. No one bothered to count. They just grabbed the broom and wet vac and sucked them all up. We tried to do the best just to get them to fly away. Go away. Leave us alone. Go in peace, fuckers.
In other news, many homes were robbed during this time period in that city.
Exactly. And burglary was up 10% that day.
Many homes.
Then they got a professional beekeeper to come in to remove the hive. A little late for that, isn't it? Anyway, that's funny. It is. You know what I mean? The scare of the killer bees. 36-year-old woman arrested for calling 911 after parents shut off her cell phone.
How old?
36. This is one of Sanders' voters. 36-year-old woman was arrested last week when she repeatedly called 911 to complain that her parents had cut off her cell phone.
Those fucking bastards!
Well, at least they still let you call 911 with no service. You know?
I think that's always a free call, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You don't have to call, you know? I'd hope. Look at this. Look at this woman. Oh, look at this face. Look at that. Ugh. Oh, could you imagine?
Oh. Looks a little like Jim Hellman right there.
I didn't say that, Jen. Jay.
Jen knows I love her.
Yeah. It does look like Jen when she's pissed.
I was just going to say, shut off Jen's phone. Yeah. See what happens.
We're going to call Jen and ask her if she's been had her phone shut off by her empire. Actually, she just bought a nice new car. 36-year-old woman was arrested. Officials say in Stark County arrested Saloni Keptaparl of Jackson Township on February 13th after she called the Regional Emergency Dispatch Center demanding that police come to her house. Authorities did not did note what phone used to make the calls, but dispatchers told her to call 911 only if there is an actual problem. 36.
Isn't it terrible you got to tell people that?
Yeah. It really is.
Only if there's a real thing going on do you use this.
My neighbor's like 3 and a half. He's never going to call 911 because of that. Because his parents shut off his phone.
I don't know what's just more stupid, that or like a drug, somebody who calls 911 because someone stole their drugs. Or robbed them at a drug deal. Yeah, that's been stories we told on this show.
Yeah,
too.
We had one where the guy had a bag in his car. I don't know if you saw this. Guy had a bag in his car that says drugs in here. And there were drugs in the bag.
Drug bag.
Drug bag. Oh, yeah, it's a drug bag.
Here's my there? Thought oh, about it just this. Says drug bag, dude.
Here's
it's
my thought about this lady.
See, first of all, if you're going to be a fucking criminal, just like anything, if you're going to be a comic, if you're going to be a criminal, if you're going to be a fireman, if you're going to be, you got to be a good one.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you're fucking listen, there's no excuses. You can't blame anybody. Can't blame anybody else, anything. If you're a drug dealer and you have a drug in your back seat that you have your drugs in a bag in the back seat of the car that says drug bag. You know what I mean? Have it in a Royal Crown bag, you know what I mean?
Or have it in a bag that says, definitely no drugs in this bag. Yeah.
This is definitely not drugs. Don't
there
look at
me. There are definitely no drugs in here.
I don't smell like pot.
If you're stupid enough to need a label for where you put your drugs, yeah. I think you're stupid enough to avoid the bag that says, definitely no drugs in there when you're searching for your drugs.
You're right. You're right. Oh, here's my thought about this woman. She's clearly not contributing anything to society.
No.
And I know I don't know her whole story, and I know she's got her truth. But
are you doing this because of Dougie's right here? Are you trying not to judge her whole life by one mistake that she made?
However, this is going to seem bad. Couldn't we just get rid of her? Aren't there too many people on Earth?
Dude, you're trying to murder everybody. The monkeys, this lady.
He's an Illuminati.
There are way too many people being driven in Carl Springs right now.
All day Danny's been flicking his fingers. Thumb.
I am Team Thanos. Yeah, there are way too many people, right?
I agree. I would hate to agree with it, but
I don't want to be one of the ones that
you
deal with.
You
want to
get rid of global warming. If you want to get rid of all the ills, most of the ills, like the pestilence that's occurring.
Half the people.
Half. We would ask for volunteers. We'd have to ask for some volunteers. Anybody want to just jump fucking ship right now? Just get the people that want to commit suicide. Let them go.
Yeah, I don't know why we're stopping that shit anymore.
I mean, no, I don't want to. It's horrible. Depression's horrible, and I suffer from it at times. I watch my ratings on this podcast. But, but I'm saying, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
well, all the problems are because there's too many people.
You know, even Joe Biden said something like, look, he was recorded as saying those people are like on life support.
He's one of the ones.
You know, he's right on the fucking, he's walking the plank, that one. But yeah, you know what I mean? But if you really want to, I mean, that would end, you would have global warning will stop. Well, listen, who knows? Maybe this coronavirus is one way of doing it. Maybe this is a natural, whether it was man-made natural or all that shit. You know, these are things that are naturally going to happen. It's like, you know, whatever, Earth has been around a lot longer than we have. So I think it knows what it's doing.
See, but like, I think if we got rid of every 36-year-old whose parents are still paying their cell phone bill.
Right. There should be like,
all Oakland Raiders fans.
Right.
Oh, gee. I mean, you've got about this. Right. You've got the platform. Right. So
I got a
hit list, this guy. Yeah. Holy shit.
I'm just saying. Like,
this shit, like, all right, so you know what we're going to do? You know we should save.
Oakland Raider fans?
I just threw it in. I like a couple.
They're going to be Las Vegas right, now.
Really quick. Obviously, let's say this. Nice let's stadium. Say one person you can put on that list is somebody who's already been convicted of murder. Witnessed, you know what I mean? It's they're on
the murderer.
Yes, it's there is eyewitnesses. There, you know, wasn't circumstantial or, you know, questionable. Somewhat evidence, you know, it's on, and they're on death row probably. You know,
sure.
Boom, first ones, right? Just done.
How would you do it? Would you just get them all together?
I'd make it public. You know what I mean? yeah, like
it's Dougie we're talking about. Yeah, you'd see it.
No, I don't know what the fuck. Make him walk into a. I don't know.
No. Shh. No,
I'm sorry. I didn't even finish that thought.
Please don't. For you, not for me. I'm fine. I get it. Playing, I know you. I love you. Don't play,
yeah, I didn't
want
to insult you.
Don't go there.
I was going to even try to.
No.
I was, even going to try to say something else. Like, hey, go. There's a movie theater in there, guys. Bowling. Free bowling.
We've lost.
You know, of course. Listen. Here's the problem. The reality is that for the most part, most people are fucked up. I mean, you know what I mean? Let's face it. You know, most people are fucking useless. Most may be a fucking bad word, but there's a significant amount of people that are just completely useless. And, you know, it's horrible, but what are you going to do? Like, homeless, people that are fucking sick and homeless and shit that are all fucked up in the head with the drugs and they're psychologically, like, it would take them almost their entire lifetime to even try to get better with professional help. What can you do for a person like that? You know what I mean? It's content. It's tragic, and the only reason and the only person that you could blame is humanity. We are the ones responsible for our fucking destiny, no matter what the fuck happens. Anyway, that's.
I still say we start with all the 36-year-olds on their parents' phone plan. I think you're going to be surprised with how many of these losers are out there.
What would be another thing like anybody who's got an STD more than 10 times.
The same one, like they cured it.
You can have reoccurring, yeah.
Yeah.
That would even make it worse.
Yeah,
you keep getting the same. I just keep going back to her, man. I don't know, something about her.
She says she took the pills. I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should do that for our next show.
Yeah,
maybe on Twitter.
Well, I'll bring the list with me next time.
Maybe on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie, we can ask you if you listen. Everybody, go on Wake Up Dougie and think of one rule that you think would put somebody at the top list of the Thanos elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to make it, you know, put Marvel in there. It sounds a little better. So anyway, anybody watching, listening, that's what you could do. Anyway, guys, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank, of course, Jay Guy for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Danny the Jew.
Thank you.
And by the way, this Thursday I'm going to be at the Beer Garden in Boca Raton, closing the show over there.
Nice.
Saturday, I'm going to be at the Carmella Coffee Shop in Parkland, Florida. Lalo's gig.
Yeah.
Closing the show there. And but on Saturday, Friday night, I'm going to be at the Candlebox concert at the Culture Room. Yeah, man. It's a wifey thing. I almost forgot. I fucked up. I didn't put it in my calendar, and I booked a gig. My wife goes, you got a show on Friday? Yeah. I thought we were going to the Candlebox concert.
Fuck, I fuck up.
Get over here. I kick you in the ass. Anyway, go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates coming up. So what do you got going, Jay?
Thursday, I'm going to be at Kelly Brothers, hosting it up, Kelly Brothers Irish Pub. Friday, I'm going to be at the South Miami-Dade
Culture Center. Yeah, South Miami-Dade Culture Center.
Yeah, Ken Miller's headlining that. Awesome. That should be fun.
Fun room.
And then Saturday, I'm going to be at Mad Robot. Doing one of those crazy lineups that Mike Central and set
putting
up,
together.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Danny?
Sunday night, Packy's.
Packy's show.
Comedy Hangover. Had a lot of fun last time. Get Jay up there, not this month, but.
Yeah, I'll get there.
We love you.
Yeah. And other than that, follow us on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I hope you guys are enjoying our Just the Clip series, which is interesting. I try to find a funny moment of the show. Or an interesting moment, and share it with everybody on Instagram to gather listeners. So if you don't, also subscribe to our YouTube page, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show YouTube page. You guys haven't.
Yes.
So make sure you do that. No, you're not even. I don't even think you like us on Twitter or fucking anything. You just show
I'm
up.
Not on Twitter.
Oh, that's right.
I make a Twitter and I like it.
That's gonna be the one that pushes us over the top. We've been waiting for that one. We've been waiting for that one.
It'd be great when he retweets us like two people. Anyway, guys, find more about us. But guess what? We'll be back next week, right here at the same spot.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.